just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy wire?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
Who are they? Who the fuck are they? You're the TV. Hooray!
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
It's me.
The cheese tax. The cheese tax. The cheese tax.
I'm gonna come.
I did everything right and they indicted me.
I'm retarded.
I'm gonna come.
I'm retarded.
Yo, what it do? Welcome, everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. You are tuned in, of course, live every Friday night, 7-ish Pacific time. Twitch.tv/Jim and Them. Kick.com/Jim and Them.
Fuck yeah.
The Jim and Them YouTube channel, which you're subscribed to.
Fuck yeah.
And you like and comment on every video that we upload.
Fucking hell yeah.
Because how could we forget that we like likes now? It's been a year in the making, but we like likes now.
We like likes. Do we? Hit that like, hit that subscribe button, leave a comment. It's all good for the algo.
Yeah.
Rhythm.
I was playing with our podcast thing has an auto thing where it puts the feed on our YouTube as well.
Wow. Okay.
Like just the episodes. So I might be doing that if people are so inclined. I mean, of course, our members get the video. You get the VODs, you get the video on demand after the recording, but for the audio, I guess people use YouTube for podcasts or YouTube's trying to push podcasts now.
Well, I know that lots of podcasts do what we've always done, and they added the video component to it, so I'm sure that that's just becoming more popular.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the podcasts I listen to are on YouTube.
Well, YouTube actually is pushing a segment for podcasts, like specifically on the channels.
We could be like the Nelk Boys. We could be the new Nelk Boys.
Who the fuck is that?
Just a big, popular, terrible podcast. It's like a Luke Paul podcast.
I do love
Luke Paul. Logan Paul?
Logan Paul, yeah.
Oh, all right. Is that like Prime? Is Prime Nelk?
Probably. I think they're like the maybe not in, they're probably beef with Luke Paul and Prime. I don't know.
Hmm.
Oh, Logan Paul. I don't know his name.
Logan Kai Sinat?
I don't know enough about
this. Is this iShow Speed?
I just sort of threw Nelk Boys out there thinking you'd heard of it.
Thank you, Zenpai. Thank you for the Twitch subs. Twitch subs are much appreciated.
Oh, shit. Prime subs.
Thanks, Nelk Boys.
I just want to take a piss.
Yeah, don't forget your Prime subs. Everyone's always forgetting about their damn Prime
everyone's
subs.
Everyone's always leaving their Prime subs in the old dust-a-roo.
I think you can use your Prime sub in the app now. You just have to like go on the website.
Before,
dude, it's such a pain in the ass, but I believe you can use your Prime sub in the app now.
Wow. Hype train incoming.
Oh, let's go with the hype train.
I didn't
love
know that
to see
still
it
happen.
Thank hype you, Stax, train for your sub, dude. 23 months.
Wow. Well, you know what happens when a hype train happens? I play two truths and a lie. I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm straight.
Oh my God.
Which one is the lie?
I think that you're straight is a lie.
Yeah. I'll tell my answer when the hype train hits level two.
You get zapped.
Mike is straight, that's a lie.
Mike is lie. Mike's a homo, that's the truth.
Classic Rick Ross Devil is a Lie song for people that aren't aware.
Yeah, Mike is a homo. It's a lie.
It's a lie.
No, Mike is straight, that's a lie. He's a homo.
Okay.
Thanks, Rick Ross.
We're on the cusp of the streamathon. Before we get into that, though, we do have a voicemail here. You can leave a voicemail for your boys.
Jim and Them
on Skype. Jim and them on Skype. Jim and them on Skype. Jim and them on Skype, bitch.
Yes, Jim and them on Skype or 701-214-5941.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Hey. Pussy. The shipping containers called. They left a voicemail for Mergum. You better know your role. I've been listening to Jim and them since 2007. That's what you get. Poke the bear. Officer Mike, he's a real-life hero indeed.
So is there a radio war within a radio war, yes, between Mergum and DB Deathlord?
Yes, because Mergum didn't specifically say that DB Deathlord shouldn't call in anymore or don't take any calls from him. But he did get a message in the shipping container full of kisses. So you can't really get mad at the messenger. I mean, unless you're throwing out the accusation, DB, that Mergum put that message in the shipping container.
Or he mailed the shipping container to himself to then open.
Because then again, was he trying to say... No, he wasn't saying that we shipped him the shipping container, right? No,
I think he was implying that the package was... That the shipping container was for us and he was opening it on our behalf.
And it was full of kisses, but there was a note that said, don't let DB Deathlord call into the show anymore.
Yeah.
And then he did. He called and left a voicemail.
Immediately.
Yeah. He said, that's what you get.
Then who sent the kisses?
We don't know.
That's the mystery.
Yeah, we've never known. I think...
I'd blow my head off.
Who's the guy in charge of China? Mao? Is it Mao?
What, is it the Winnie the Pooh guy?
Mao. It's Jinping.
Is that the Winnie the Pooh guy?
Yeah, Jinping.
Maybe it was Jinping.
Yeah, it could have been Jinping.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of shipping containers, that's for sure.
Hmm. Well, that's my guess.
Yeah.
We'll see if I'm right.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
Hugs and kisses from the wet market. With that like oil they pull out of the sewer.
Fuck yeah.
Woo, China. We're coming for you next year, China.
Well, China's excited about the streamathon. They keep telling me. Jinping keeps sending me texts on like some app that I didn't put on my own phone, but it appeared.
Yeah. Oh, and it's from Jinping.
Yeah.
Is it WhatsApp?
It's damn, there's no L's in WhatsApp. Never mind.
It's Ding Chong. It's like a doorbell app.
Jesus Christ.
But I mean, I don't know how we keep forgetting because we got caught up in AI songs and Bupak and all that, but we forgot like. Yeah, we're still wondering if you're alive or hoping you're out there breathing, living life, just walking this planet at the same time that we are.
You know who's alive?
Who's that?
Skylar Stills.
Skylar Stills, since when?
Hey, apparently he's alive. He hit me up on Facebook Messenger and he is indeed alive.
But what did he say?
He's like, hey, I live underneath Las Vegas in the tunnel.
Yeah.
It was something about, I think it was like video games. Hold on.
So he didn't say, like, I'm alive, referencing the show.
No, he did.
No, he
didn't.
He's
like, yeah, I listen to the show every day. You have
a right. We talked about something after. Yeah, we talked about video games afterwards.
Yeah. I can't believe Mike's lying for a stranger.
Can't believe Skylar Stills hit you up on Grindr.
Yeah, get him.
Yeah, get them both.
Can't believe he hit you up on Gay Bumble.
Gay Bumble, where the guy's message first?
Yeah, where you're getting your bumblebee stings in your bum.
Yeah, pull your stinger out.
Maybe he didn't say he was alive. I thought
no,
he did.
Of course he didn't. I don't think he's listened for a long time. And I don't blame him. How could? Why would he?
No, wait.
What do you mean?
No. Okay, he didn't say... Wait. Yeah, he didn't say... Wait. I thought he did. Okay, no, he said that he's not on social media... But he still listens to stuff on the Patreon, so he was excited to see the stuff we put on the free tier and that we convinced him to make the jump.
All right. So he's not necessarily alive.
I
but
think my
he's,
brain, he's, I attributed that to it because it was around the same time.
But that could mean that he's finding his way back in the good graces of the gods known as us.
Yes, the gods known as Jim, Mike, and Jeff.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. He's like
Kristen in the chat. He's on life support.
Yeah, it's like the beginning of Dark Souls when you're still like a hollowed out guy. You have no humanity.
Well, I mean, because as it was foretold many moons ago, I shared a clip in the lead up for the streamathon I was going to do more of these and then I didn't.
Play on the show, by the way.
There's the clip of Mike's return to the show back in like 386 or whenever it was.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a thing where you say, oh, when you leave the show, you die and go to hell.
Yeah.
So that's why we're asking if you're alive, because if we don't hear from you, we could just assume you're in hell now.
We assume you're in hell.
Yeah.
So Skylar Sills, life support, could be coming back, could be still on his way to hell for all that we know.
Yeah. I mean, and we'll come get you if you're in hell. You send a sign, come through like a mirror and go like, ah!
Yeah. Show up in a circle in Chad's living room.
Yeah.
Shout outs to N-Man in the motherfucking Twitch chat.
Oh, have him N-Man call in.
Well, no. Don't.
Please,
slow
God,
down.
Yeah, please, for the love of God, don't call in.
Slow down.
It's Mike's birthday. We got to play Zap.
So Streamathon on the motherfucking cusp. You know where we left you
a week away
last week is we were at officially like an hour and 20-ish minutes or so.
Which we were very psyched about.
Which
we were talking
about
it all weekend. You, me, Gordon, and Jeff went and got, everyone of us got a Cuban sandwich at a brewery. And we talked about the hour and 22 minutes.
That's right. Very good. We hung out with our good friend Gordon Hale. Got Cubanos together.
Delicious. Great. Cubanos.
Belgian fries. Which are just fries.
Some sassy waitress that was giving you a guff.
Yeah.
Those are the vibes.
N-Man says, okay, I won't. Also, happy birthday. Plus, I don't have the wheel. Oh, the wheel. Okay. I was like, what the fuck does
that
mean?
I don't care. Just call in.
How about this?
Just call in.
Instead of calling me on my birthday today, how about you call back on Halloween, because it's my favorite holiday, and we'll play the game then.
Well, it's also Mike's birthday's now. Halloween. I did ask
Shut
him.
Up,
on,
Jim.
I asked him on the latest game time, which will be up on the Patreon shortly. I asked him if he'd call into the Streamathon, and he was very nonplussed and kind of very, you know.
I thought
I guess.
God forbid N-Man does anything.
I kind of thought of him going to be more like a fourth mic through, like the whole thing.
That's what I figured.
I would rather die.
I want nothing
to do with that.
N-Man, this is right up your alley. Next week, N-Man, we're going to be streaming for 30 hours, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And so, like, plenty of time for you to call in, N-Man, have the wheel.
Yeah.
But this guy's got a lot of friends. He's popular now, as you'll hear on patreon.com/JimAndThem when the new game time is available.
Jim, I want people to really be ready for the Streamathon. I want people to be emotional. I want people to be excited. I want people to go on a roller coaster for like the Streamathon itself. But I don't know how to get that across to people. Is there something out there? Is there some type of media perhaps that we created ourselves? And by we, I mean you.
Are you talking about the hype video? Well, this is technically the intro to the Streamathon, but like I was talking about last week, I was like, I guess I shouldn't keep this shit secret. I should share this with the people to get them excited.
It's so
good.
For
the motherfucking Streamathon. But now, for the reference, I don't know if people know the reference.
Watched it 80 times throughout the history of the show.
I love myself a good reference. Everyone knows that. One of my favorite things is the old WWF Desire My Sacrifice montages.
Yeah.
So I modeled a Jim and Them version of it with, you know, some clips from the Streamathon, obviously our sketches, our specials, other just clips from the show, general stuff, things like that. All rearing to go to get your ass hyped up for the motherfucking Streamathon. Podcasters, if you haven't seen it, go on the Jim and Them YouTube, or if you're on the Patreon, it's on there as well, just for easy access. Hold on just a second.
Look how young, dumb, and full of cum we look.
That's only like 2 years ago, years ago.
I can't believe we were so full of cum, but also so young and dumb.
Yeah, we were so young and dumb back then. Now we're smart.
Yeah, now we're
now we're smart and old.
Now we're so old, much smart, and we have zero cum.
Yeah.
Not only did us three go on this journey, you guys went on this journey with us, and there were some people that really put in the time, and that's awesome. It's so cool.
And I mean, I don't really know how else to say thanks. Like, yeah, I'm getting emotional. Like
yeah, no. And
we have so many episodes, so much content for me to try to go through. I appreciate everyone showing up in the YouTube. Thank you so much for hanging out. Thank you for appreciating the show.
Thanks for the Zoinko box.
Even if no one listened,
I can't imagine we'd stop because this is such a fun excuse to show up and it's fun.
So yeah. I would have killed myself four years ago.
When you are with me, I'm free. I'm careless.
I forgot how hard I cried when I wrote Rise of the Resistance the first time. The lightning video,
yeah,
iconic.
So good.
Iconic.
Yeah, an hour and a half. We're going to do an hour and a half extra.
Yeah, we're up to an hour and 30 minutes.
Oh, and it's the last show. we forgot it's the last show.
We're not doing Stream With On, and this is our last episode.
a lot of good times. It's you forget, well, you don't forget, you're always aware of how long we've been doing this, but you forget all so many classic moments. And Mike's right, we were just so young, dumb, and full of cum at one point or another. But yes, where we last left you were at an hour and a half, but we have some people that came through. I mean, especially Jams came through with dropped some Bitcoin on our fucking ass.
Crypto millionaire.
On our white ass.
We set our white asses down and received some crypto.
But yeah, as of my last tally, I believe we're at like 17 hours now, roughly. Or that's a little, maybe even a little. So we only have like 10 hours left. But then now the question is, do we go longer? Do we keep going, boys?
Here's the thing. I have two things. I think we could have gone a little bit longer last year.
Do we have to beat the last one?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have to at least do an hour longer. And then two, I remember Jeff had no problems, but I could also never tell. And Jeff, I mean this like seriously, I'm actually curious. Last year you had no problem. Were you on drugs? I wasn't sure because you had like...
I was on Adderall and cocaine.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Yeah. You had like... zero problem. Yes, you were like peasy. Fucking, you were wide-eyed and bushy-tailed the entire time.
Yeah, easy peasy.
Okay. Are you? Nah, I'm good. I'll keep that. I'll keep cocaine as plan B. Do you think it's going to be harder this year for you?
Yes.
Because I know that I think I was having the hardest time. I was the one that was like, and not just because I had woken up early the earlier day. Like, I had like an extra 10 hours ahead of time, but I think I still would have had the hardest time. But Jim took it mostly in stride.
Yeah.
Jeff didn't seem to have a, as far as he was concerned, he had been like awake for 5 minutes.
I was on PEDs. Didn't care. Jim was the only real one. Well, you were the real one. You just put yourself in a hole.
I got so fucked. My goddamn job asked me to come in and like do some crazy thing. So I worked like a 12-hour shift, then waited 5 hours, then drove to the show.
I can guarantee you this year your job won't do that.
Yeah, no. But luckily, I don't have to worry about my job calling me last second and telling me to work extra hours.
Roasted.
Got him. Got me. I actually signed my paperwork today, and I read through to see how much shit I was allowed to talk about them legally.
Yeah.
No shit. I'm not allowed to talk any shit about them.
Oh, really?
Only publicly. I can do it behind closed doors if I want.
Okay. Is that just for life, or is there like a non-compete deal?
That's the weird thing. I read through it, and it was like, it doesn't say what the perpetuity is. And so I'm guessing that there is a legal amount of time they're allowed to say, like, hey, you can't just leave and then shit all over us.
Yeah.
But there's no way they can say, like, by signing this, it's forever. That seems impossible. But as far as I could tell, and it is very legal, like legally written, like you can tell as you're reading through some of it, just makes no sense. I'm under the impression that it is saying you're not allowed to like sign this paperwork
and then be like, don't work for them. Yes, they fucking suck.
Exactly. Yeah. That's, or like chime in and be like, oh, here's what these morons.
They have X, Y, and Z in development right now. Shit like that.
Yeah, they had that. But yeah, it did not say a specific amount of time. So my guess would be a time exists. They're just not like required to tell me. And they're just required to tell me like not to dunk on.
We'll have
them.
To get our boy Kevin Esquire to read through your paperwork.
Yes, I took screenshots of it and actually saved a PDF of it. We should see, dude. Streamathon, Kevin Esquire, if you're listening,
slide him the DOS.
Get a hold of us. I will send it to you, and you can tell me what you think. You can tell me how fucked I am.
I do want to shout out people. I mean, Jams, obviously. Jams, fucking unbelievable, dude. We had mentioned last week we had donations from Jason Christophers and Mike Camp. Throughout the week, we did receive donations from Brandon Ulch, Armando Reyes, of course, Jacksonville Tom Simon himself and Simon Investigations. Okay. Nathan Bell. Nathan Bell is another one I've been seeing creeping around lately.
He's
old school.
Around.
He's an OG.
He's still alive, or he's at the very least, he's on life support. Chris Coles, and his note was like, can't enjoy it live, but like Godspeed. I'm like, what the fuck does
Chris,
that mean?
You were you were in the chill zone last year. You know how this works. Unless maybe is he on vacation or something? He's in a situation where he literally couldn't even do anything.
The only thing I can think is that he's ashamed to be with us because remember he mentioned, well, I thought he had mentioned that he has like a better gig now where he's like a boss. So maybe he's just worried that someone will see his white ass sitting his white ass down with the enemies of Jim and them. Ryan Rispo. And then just a few minutes ago, our boy Brady Lynch.
Okay.
I love Brady.
So we're making progress, people. We're at least going through till fuck. What time would that put us at?
17 hours would be about 10 a.m.?
Yeah, something like that, right? Well, because minus the one.
Past 10 p.m. because 5 a.m. would be like, you know.
So we got 2 hours.
7 a.m. So then you would add 7 to that. It would be like 3 p.m.
Oh, it's like 3 p.m.?
Something like
get
that.
Get us pretty far. Well, because also I'm trying to subtract the show as well.
Yeah, that's
technically
what,
the show doesn't count.
That's why I was. That's where I was trying to factor
from 10 o'clock then.
Oh, so I was right then. Yeah. 10 a.m.
So that puts us at 12 hours. Plus the 2 hours before the show is 14.
Oh, right.
So it would be, no, it'd be what? 1 p.m.
1 p.m.
It'd bring us to 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. At 17.
So we're getting there. We're getting there. And then, yeah, we like, we'll take more because we'll go longer. We'll go like at least an hour longer. Which
do we remember what that actual time was? Was it 11 p.m.?
I think 11 p.m., yeah.
Depends on how much food. They got to keep sending us food throughout, although that might work against
I think we only got food sent to us once last time.
We got
Gordon.
Like barbecue.
Well,
too.
No, I think someone sent us, because we were ordering pizza after the show. I think someone sent us money for that. And then Gordon sent us breakfast.
Yeah. I remember that breakfast so vividly. Yeah. It was so important to me. Yeah,
I forget we where we, but like, we must have eaten.
Then we got
the
barbecue
well.
At some point.
Yeah,
too.
Did
yeah.
we?
It's oh,
like
okay.
lunch after.
But I'll make sure we got other. We got supplies and stuff here. I'm gonna probably try to drink some tea. I'm gonna try to get my caffeine through tea because I don't want to drink soda.
You're gonna
but
give
get
up,
like energy. I might. I'll get energy Celsius. Drinks and stuff like that. Now, the other thing I was looking at. So, have you done any of these? Should we do like a murder mystery game? And yes. some of them we could do on Zoom. So if people are hanging out, we can have like
okay, how
people
does that
can
work?
Play along.
That's a good idea. I like that.
I was looking through some different ones. There's one like called You Done It, where you can actually you fill out like a 15-minute.
Because
questionnaire
I've done this,
and it like personalize it, so maybe well, we could have our
remember
own.
Remember when I did that, like a murder mystery party? I think I invited you to that. I feel like no,
I don't remember those.
I don't remember.
Invite you.
Nice I've always I wanted like to do that. That. Yeah. I remember when I was still dating my ex girlfriend, she was going to plan one for my birthday because I've always wanted to do one of those.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah, it seems fun.
That I should invite you.
And yeah, if we could get if we could get listeners to play along, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I mean, we'll obviously...
Does it run itself, or is it like D&D where someone needs to run it?
From what I read, I'm still researching, but there are a lot of them, they run themselves. Like, the host can still be a part of it.
Okay.
You basically get assigned characters, and you go through rounds. So sure. It is like D&D where you'll get... You'll have a thing where you're supposed to mention certain stuff.
Sure.
But obviously, we'll play around with it.
Yeah.
But I think it could be fun, especially, again, if people are hanging out.
Spoiler alert. Jeff's character will be gay no matter what.
Yeah, gay and Chinese,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, so you are fine like a spider in my gay trap.
We're all trying
thank you, Mr.
Jeff's character
Food.
Is supposed to be like a Brian O'Halloran. It's like an Irish businessman.
And I want to try to get our last Halloween trip edited so we can kind of go through that.
Nice.
There's some other stuff. There's like when I was pulling clips for the... Streamathon montage I just showed. I was reminded of a lot of things that we forgot about, so we can kind of go back, revisit some old stuff. We had mentioned on the show we're trying to see about if Jeff's got some old like young Jeff footage, and I think I have young Jim footage, so we can like watch our embarrassing old stuff we've made.
I found one place in town that might be able to do my video. I was waiting until I got my severance or not. And I got my severance. I'm going to swing by there sometime this weekend. Courtesy of Saito, our friend Saito.
That's Nick Saito?
Yeah, Nick Saito. I thought it would be funny to call Saito.
It does sound like a Godzilla character.
Yeah, it does. He found it, and it was not a place I had found. So thank you, Nick Saito.
AC, are you guys able to get Jake for any of it? I think so. I have been talking about Jake. I have been talking to Jake about working on something for the streamathon. I don't want to talk about it yet in case it's not done in time. But I assume we'll see. But then again, you know, he could be Chris Cole's on us.
Yeah.
And like,
wish you well on the streamathon.
Have a lot of fun at the we talked about since we have our mics, like our lapel mics that we use for horror nights,
yeah,
we'll probably do our skimming them live, so we'll be able to kind of do short road trips. We'll go to the casino and
switch to like a camera live
we'll
stream.
Go, and we'll still be live, yeah,
and then have our mics and then go in and do skimming them live,
yeah. So that'd be cool. So we'll have a bunch of stuff. Ghost stories, of course, overnight. Try to find some other games we could play.
Ghost stories in the backyard with the lapel mic.
Yeah.
I know you and me at one point in time, we were talking sometime when I was at work a couple of weeks ago, and we were like ping-ponging a bunch of ideas. And I don't remember what any of them are right now, but I remember some of them seemed good.
Oh, ping pong.
Oh yeah,
play some ping pong tournament. Some beer pong.
You hear us like grunting and playing off screen.
Yeah, PD Pablo saying Mario Party. I'm sure we could do something like that because I have the emulator or something.
We did that last time, but our controllers were fucked up.
Plus, horror VR for Mike.
No? Horror VR for Mike.
Yeah, that'd
we'll
be great.
We'll do it.
No, here's the thing.
We'll all do it.
I will simply just say no and...
Come on. Just a little taste.
What are you going to do? Hold me down, put the VR headset on and
we're
fuck me?
We're stronger than you combined.
What about just a little taste? Though maybe just a light
here's
one.
The thing, maybe in my like
maybe.
Twisted delirium I will say yes, but right now I am not agreeing to anything.
What's there's one that's like a cartoony looking horror game that someone shared, I think.
Oh,
the
where
Patreon.
It's just like, yeah,
someone
where it's like nope. Cardboard spiders on sticks and stuff,
and you could nope out of it and then just go to like an island or something, right?
Huh?
Is this out?
I'm not familiar with this.
Let me see.
The giant spiders, Jeff.
You're the one playing it.
The unknown, our single greatest source of anxiety. But what if we could empower you to know the unknowable? What if we gave you the means to confront it? Now, nobody said growth is easy.
I don't want to do the spider game.
But the
though.
No
yeah,
challenge.
Jeff, you could do the spider
here's
game.
Here's the thing. I'll agree if all of us do it.
Yeah.
including Jeff and only the spider stuff.
I don't know.
But
yeah.
This looks
kind of... shoes on the other foot now, huh?
The tone of this looks a little lighter, at least.
Yes,
even though it's a little
sure.
spooky.
Which yeah. empowers you to redefine what you think is possible.
Yeah,
and
heights.
Anytime you find your limit,
how about
you
this?
Just nope right out.
Yeah.
So I agree to play nope.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm agreeing on the show
it's
right now.
It's a good gateway drug.
But I will play a nope live in some capacity. Do we know how we'd stream it so people could see?
Yeah, well, because I've done it. When Stella and I were playing the building climbing game,
okay.
I had it on the projector.
Okay, then yes.
I should be able to do a similar thing on the computer.
Jeff and I are both agreeing to play nope, and Jeff will play the spider one.
Yeah, AC said he took work off. He's hyped. Hell
fuck
yeah.
Fuck yeah. Oh, so did I.
And maybe we should have Mike do hot ones.
Hot ones?
Dude, no. I actually thought about it.
All right.
I was like, you can buy... the things,
we should all do hot ones.
And I was like, we should all do hot
all
ones.
Right.
And here's the fun thing. We
that
should...
would be very upsetting to me, I feel, but...
No, it's going to suck dick, yeah. But...
I don't really like hot stuff.
Yeah, no, me neither. We're all going to be... And
we're just ripping things off, but that's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're like Endman. But the...
we all do 1 minute of comedy.
but, like, I think that would be fun, and we should all literally just think of questions to ask each other in between
oh,
each one.
Oh, well, I was looking at... They do have a newlywed-style game called, like, Best Friends.
Okay, we could play
where
that
we could
while
that.
We eat hot
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, because it's, like, a question, and you write down your thing, and you guess what the other people wrote down.
Yeah, let's do hot ones.
How quick would we be able to get their thing?
I'm looking it up right now.
All right.
Because it feels like Da Bomb Beyond Insanity is going to ruin our lives because we're already going
to
be doing.
Well, we have to keep it till late into the thing, then.
We'll just be starving anyways.
You know how last year we saved the
peanut butter and jelly.
The peanut butter and jelly sandwich till the very end? We could end.
I forgot we did that.
Well, yeah, I didn't because you acted like our peanut butter and jelly sandwiches were inedible.
So what do we do about the wing side of it then? Do we just concern ourselves with the hot sauce on regular
just
things?
Just get like wings or chicken
just
fingers
get
or something?
Or, okay, all right.
That's like Taco
chicken
Bell
fingers
wings.
And like a light dip.
All right.
I'll find out how quickly we can get the hot one sauce.
We do gallon of milk challenge.
Yeah, gallon of milk
we
challenge.
We all have a gallon of milk. It's coming out of our nose.
DB Death Lord shower cam. Kiwi mango, spin the bottle.
You know what? Shower cam might be funny in that like whenever one of us goes to take a shower, there's like a mic inside there so we can like yell out like stuff that we're saying while we're in the shower.
Because we ever taken off showers during
well, no, think about it. Think about how shitty you felt in the middle of it. How nice would a shower be like halfway through?
I guess.
I think one would be nice.
Kristen said that she'll call in the wee hours when in the morning when she's being slandered, which did happen last time.
What? Did Mike say something?
No, I forget. We weren't like...
Jeff, listen to this. Look at this motherfucker.
I think I was talking about the challenge maybe, and then maybe I was some ricochets were being thrown out here and there.
You didn't remember exactly, apparently. You're like, I don't know, maybe I called her a dumb bitch about the challenge.
So let me see the rest of this. So yeah, you nope out and you go to like a
breathe deep,
relaxing
you have
place.
Every slice of pineapple.
And then we're right back in the spiders on you.
Yeah.
And when you're ready for more personal growth, then jump right back in. You total psychotic!
Yeah, this seems like a fun idea.
April.
See?
Did it actually come
so
out?
Bad.
Well, that was last year, even.
Oh, 20. April 2024. Right. But you know, sometimes these things don't even fucking come out.
Let's see.
This broken game caused permanent brain damage. The nope fiasco with some YouTube video. 100 followers.
Yeah, it looks like it is out. But yeah, where are the followers at? Is it a shit game?
Damn.
What's it
saying?
Shipping, like...
No, shipping's free, but it wouldn't be here until the 22nd.
Well, I mean, I'm sure... The other thing is, we'll have to get, like, the off-brand one. Because I see other places sell, like...
They have like
a pack of hot, like a hot sauce.
Let me
kit.
See maybe there's, yeah, if there's a place.
Are you looking at it on Amazon or through Hot Ones Direct?
The Hot Ones Direct. I'll look on Amazon
they have,
too.
They might have it on Amazon, have Amazon as well. Amazon
I'll check sure. And I'll check Pornhub sure too.
Get, like, yeah, check
Steve-O's ass sauce or whatever. We could get Steve-O's butt sauce.
I'm going to check for Steve-O's butt sauce on Pornhub.
It's literally called yeah, it's like I hate fucking tough guys' hot sauce names. It's always like fucking. Fuck you, retard sauce.
Oh, wait. When is the?
It's the 17th.
Okay, I can get the season 21 lineup by the 13th. Okay.
Oh, what's this, through Amazon?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But we should pay for it through the show.
Yeah, no, expensive. No. I was going to say, how much is it?
$120.
$120. Let's see if we can find a cheaper one.
It's 12 hot sauces.
Yeah.
So think that's actually not that bad.
It's not so bad.
It's like each one is $15.
We each eat 12 wings.
Let's see if we can find a cheaper one first.
Okay.
But yeah, that should still be fun. Yeah, Kristen was saying, when we watched the special, it was me and Jake. We were making snide comments, apparently.
Okay. Not me.
All the hot ones collections are all basically the same thing. It's like each one costs about $13, so it adds up to be about $120.
All right.
Or no, they're all about $10. It's basically you're getting a discount by buying all of them.
Yeah, I just don't want to blow our load on hot sauce that we're gonna have
throw
once.
Away. Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing: how many times have we blown our load on something that we've used one
we
time?
I know, like but this time we're trying sauces. To blow our load on something very good.
Yeah, we could get like 6 hot sauces and not do 12, but maybe that's...
Yeah, maybe that's fair because there is only 3 of us. Let's see if there's a version that's only some of them. I'll keep looking.
Yeah, we'll take a look. We'll see. I'm sure we can find something. Do the Epic Mealtime guys have one?
Yeah. Bacon sauce? Is there a hot bacon sauce?
There are trios. I mean, there is just... We could literally just get... To Bomb Beyond Insanity, only do one, but it's the fucked up awful one.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
One that ruins everybody. I don't know what's worse. Would it be worse to only do the worst one walk yourself up?
We can just go to the store and buy like 4 different of our own off-brand ones and get the bomb one for our final. That
the bomb is $13. We could look up ones that are cheap, like scale up, and then have the bomb be the end.
Yeah, send me the link. I'll order it.
Okay, cool.
I'm sure if you go to like World Market or something or someplace, I don't know.
Yeah.
They just have all of them.
Probably like the Korean market.
What's the big, isn't there some Mexican grocery store that everyone loves out here?
Cardenas.
Yeah,
Cardenas. They must have some crazy variety, right?
Probably.
It's probably just Valentina's. It's just the fucking one hot sauce they all use.
They don't have the, like, blow your balls off.
Yeah, it's not like a Mexican sauce. Usually it's like a fucking white guy with no hair.
Because the thing is, even though, I'm not really into spicy shit, I would do this over, like, the chip thing that you do.
Well, yeah, that kills
where you.
You
do, like, where you die from eating a chip, super spicy chip.
I think everything is too hot. Like, when I go to get, like, curry or whatever, and they're like, 1 through 10, I'll get 1 and be like, like,
spicy curry.
Yeah, or, like, I'll eat, like I think they had like what's it called, like Yellow Dog or Yellow Bird or something at like Taco Bell, and that's just like a hey guys, it's a trendy hot sauce right now, and that was like
the aardvark sauce.
This was like a couple months ago, but like I saw the aardvark one, but like stuff like that where it's just like here's a trendy hot sauce that we're bringing to our a couple of burritos or something, and it's usually like too hot for me.
Oh, the devil's shit sauce. So, for the new hot sauce.
I think the bomb beyond insanity might make me puke.
It will definitely burn my asshole. Things burn my asshole now when they're hot.
Oh, yeah, what if it gives us all day?
That's why we can't do it too early.
Do it right at the beginning.
I mean, we could do it at
diarrhea, and then as me and Jeff are driving, holy shit ourselves. And then Jim shits the fucking floor.
Twitch chat, you guys doing any more coverage on Boogie? I mean, Boogie's always on the docket, I would imagine.
Who?
Remember Boogie. That big fat gaming guy we watched? Wait, were you here when we watched this
documentary? Oh, no, I was there for that, but who cares?
Yeah. Boy Blue, I'm more interested in Boy Blue.
Yeah, Boy Blue will be on deck. I'm praying,
Boy
I'm
Blue
hoping
will be in the chill zone.
That, like, by some miracle from Gaia, that Sarah's hubby will somehow put up a video in time.
Gaia.
He hasn't put anything up in, like, over 2 years or something.
But through the dark web, we can confirm he has not died.
Yeah, we can confirm he's still alive, at least according to his sister. But, yeah, it hasn't updated since his gas to electric HVAC changeover.
We confirmed with the sisters that she would hardly call it living.
Well, and then Sarah herself has not been in a video in like 2 years, I think, right?
Yeah, Possum got her and pulled her into the crawl space.
Wait.
And every time he tries to go get her, it's like...
Sarah was only in that first video when he first moved into that weird like hovel.
Well, yeah, because then we were trying to figure out where Sarah was. At one point, he had her in his... His shotgun house, though.
But no, like, but I'm saying, but that was like 2 years ago.
Yes, yeah.
So she has not been in a video. It's been him fixing up the house.
Yeah.
But she hasn't been in the videos for like 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. Because he and that's why everyone abandoned him, because they want to see years. Him.
Sarah's finally home. I thought it had been two. Jesus.
Maybe he's just been fucking. Maybe he's making up for lost time.
That's true.
He has no time to make a video. I swear, if you click on this video, the comments are just from us being like, hey, how
we
you doing?
We miss you and love you.
How's the place going?
Yeah, a year ago. How's the place going? Happy New Year. 2 years ago, looking great. How about the other room? Are the rugs in?
We need an update. Goon, Jim and them.
Life update. Take care, brother. Some other people, I assume.
No, it's all us.
Yeah.
It's all us for sure.
It's getting a lot of comments from us.
I'm always
Chris Crypto, hope you're doing well.
I'm always interested in Blue because he never stops posting. He never ends with his posts.
Well, and he's great because he acts like he doesn't live 24/7 on the internet. So when he tells lies, they're like open and obvious immediately. It'd be like if I was like, yeah, I'm not smoking. I stopped smoking, but I'm like constantly on the internet, like fucking puffing away. And it's like, I'm not even trying to hide it.
Remember when the police made him like walk to the police station?
Because he was covered, he's teeming with bed bugs.
That was so good, dude. That was so classic.
Local
man. He was arrested, but they made him walk.
Like, go home, come back.
Teeming with bed bugs.
And that, well, isn't that when we first saw the original Bupac? What was his buddy's name? Oh, Pogots?
Oh, yeah.
We all forgot about Pogots.
Skiznasty?
Because Pogots was Skiznasty.
Yeah.
But then the question was Bupac Skiznasty?
Which we know he's not.
Bupac's kind of Skiznasty, but Pogats for sure is Skiznasty.
So that's Pogats? I don't even remember who Pogats is.
Pogats is like a rapist from the same town.
Yeah, a rapist friend of the Boy Blue.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
What the hell's his... What's Boy Blue's name?
That Boy Blue?
No, but what's his real name?
Oh,
something fucking stupid. I'm just spacing on it right now.
It's Paul Trulio.
Boy Blue.
Is it Paul Trulio? Something like that, right?
Oh, Fred Spezio.
Fred Spezio. There it is.
That's from the chat.
I wasn't super off.
He's Paul Trulio.
Paul Trulio.
Thanks,
Fred Spezio.
Paul Trulio. Italian Paul Trulio.
Pair arrested. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, Brian Pogats.
Oh, man.
Because we looked up Brian Pogats, and Brian Pogats is a sex offender.
Yes.
Although for this, when he was arrested with the Boy Blue, it wasn't for a sex offense. It was for some sort of...
it's like burglary.
Yeah.
The 25-year-old. That's a 25-year-old. That's wild.
Yeah, Brian Pogats.
Life's hard out there in the sticks when you're a Pogats.
Let me see. Brian Pogats registry. What was his offenses again? Because he was younger, too.
Yeah, he held him and an older guy, like...
when you Google his name, Pogats is Skiznasty, episode 798.
It's just us.
I know, but where is he?
Look, there's Jeff. Did you see Jeff?
Yeah, he's at the Delaware State Fair main gate on our episode artwork.
It's a good picture of me, too.
Which podcast was... Oh, that was your Babylon. That was when you were the guy. I think that's a picture of Jeff's face on the Babylon Singers thing.
Good meme, Midge.
It is great when Jim and Them artwork comes up, because Milo Ventimiglia is one of these two, and I'm sure it's because we're calling him a hunk.
And Jeff was disputing it.
Man charged. Yeah, rape of a 13-year-old boy, little Pogot. Because you would think from the image... You would think Pogats is the 13-year-old boy, but no, he's 19, and he was raping a 13-year-old boy.
But he's so sad.
He's very sad he got caught.
Yeah, or the flash is too high.
Yeah.
He looks like a Beavis and Butthead character.
Sorry, I'm not texting him. I'm messaging Paul Tremblay.
Okay. Oh, Paul Tremblay himself.
Yeah, because he wants to call in during the streamathon, and I'm making sure that all that still works.
Okay.
So, well, we've been doing AI music for quite a bit.
Oh, have we?
On the recent episodes.
Also, why does that picture look like Tom from MySpace?
Yeah. But apparently this week they released an AI movie trailer. Okay. I was trying to find out if this was somehow not real.
No, I've seen this. I saw this like a month ago, I think.
Oh, really?
When
did this get posted? Yeah, about a month ago. I didn't hear about it. I didn't hear about it until this week.
It's exactly what you think it is.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's almost like, because on one hand, like I think what we did or what I've seen with AI music or even like the AI art, at least that's impressive. You're like, oh, wow, that's really cool what you can kind of like throw together in a span of a few minutes. But this is classic, like people thinking we're ahead of the game than we are. We're clearly not here yet. With fucking AI movies.
Well, and you'll instantly realize like, oh, even a minute of this is too much.
Yes.
So imagine watching even like, let's pretend it's like a throwaway, like 79-minute movie and 9 of that is credits. It's still way too long.
So, Claire, what's your stuff?
The City of Lights.
It does look like Guy Pearce and Memento.
I think it's a new start.
I don't think we have to pray for longer.
Maybe you're the dark, mysterious kind of man who never shows his vulnerability.
Got a feeling that the wait is over.
Maybe you're the kind of woman who's never sure of what you want, even if it's right in front of you.
From all of the hardship, I know that our wheels hit.
Watch their legs whenever they're walking.
Sometimes the heart moves too fast.
Well, plus it's like it's so annoying and frustrating to watch because it's just barely moving images.
It's like a bad animatic and like a game that couldn't afford like cutscenes.
Yeah. Like you would think at the very least, I mean, I'm sure it'll be the same, but why wouldn't they attempt to just do an animated thing first?
Well, because this cost way less and took less time, and they're trying to be like, check out this weird thing.
Well, I just mean do an AI animated movie, right? Like, even though technically this is animated, but I just mean like more cartoony looking than this weird like, what's the word for it when you the barrier where you can't
uncanny valley.
Yeah, the uncanny valley bullshit that they're doing here. Where and it's barely movements. It's always just camera movements at the background, like moving slightly.
Well, like I said, look at their legs. Anytime that they're walking, their legs are just like moving back and forth instead of like having any movement.
Flash animation.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, don't go.
Sometimes too slow. But if you time it just right, that's when love arrives.
Claire.
I thought you gave up on me.
I'm not going to let you go.
Next up, Paris. I know rom-coms are... or is this even supposed to be a rom-comp? I guess it wasn't very
funny. It's just a comp. Yeah. I think it's just a comp. Or just a romp.
I think it's
just a romp.
It's a romantic film.
But even for a romp, it doesn't... like. I guess I already get the gist. What, they kind of run into each other on a train?
Well,
and
like,
then
she's the girl that doesn't trust. He's the guy who can't be nailed down.
And also, is he maybe too good to be true?
Yeah. But then they're in Paris and anything can happen in Paris.
Anything can happen in Paris. Like that video I saw on social media of a guy like eating his girlfriend out in the middle of the street in public. Did you see that?
I saw it on Twitter.
I saw a video of that footage
in the middle of this AI video.
I saw a video is in front of the Eiffel Tower.
I don't want to get kicked off of a YouTube or Twitch before the streamathon.
The Eiffel Tower is in the background, and it's like clearly a guy filming his buddy like doing a kickflip. So the guy does a kickflip and then keeps panning, and there's just a homeless guy beating him.
I think I saw that too.
So fucking funny because it looks just like a typical Instagram like clip of like, oh, guy rolling in front of the Eiffel Tower, slow motion kickflip, and then speeds back up, and then you see a guy going like,
they're always classics like that too on like a New York subway where it's just people like looking at their phones and stuff, not trying to make eye contact, and the camera pans over and so I almost man furiously beating off. What a world we live in.
Fuck yeah.
And I think to myself.
guy's slobbering and beating off.
Foaming at the mouth.
What a wonderful world.
But yeah, it's just classic. You know, we get a cool thing and then everyone's like, well, what if we go a little further with it?
What if we be bad and lazy instead of cool and fun?
Because it's even similar to, I think we were talking about this not too long ago, but like, it's different, but self-checkout, now they're like trying to really like reining it in a bit because like, wait a minute, everyone's stealing all our stuff. I guess this people isn't been quite listening. Working.
Everyone's like, oh no, the Buffalo Nickel. It's gone too far.
The Buffalo Nickel costs Safeway thousands.
Well, like I know that Walmart, aren't they teasing the idea that like, you can only stand in the self-checkout if you're like a Walmart member or something sometime in the next year or so.
Oh, I don't. Are they?
They have some like fast
I could
pass.
See them pulling that bullshit.
I think Smith's is saying that they're going to be removing almost all of their self-checkouts and replacing them with normal ones. But then they're claiming, I think it's just for good press, that they're going to hire people to always
really,
be at them.
All that's going to happen is, yeah, there's just going to be less people and it's going to take longer.
Uh-huh. But hey,
but I do appreciate
the Michaels by my house added two self-checkouts. So now when I buy fucking fabric paint or shirts to make joke shirts from Michaels for my wrestling, I can just walk right up to the counter.
I do appreciate if they if it created a job or two out of this. Like, you know what? Good on me for charging you a time tax. I got someone a cushy gig now.
Yeah. I stole some gelato from the grocery store in the self-checkout line.
Jesus Christ.
I'd never tried gelato before, and I was like, you know what? I want to try some gelato. But like the things at gelato are like, they're like slightly smaller than a Ben & Jerry's, and they're like $9. And I'm like, I'll try it for free.
Yeah. I'll try that in L.
I cursed myself that I wasn't getting a bunch of stuff the other night at self-checkout because I was trying to get... Like, I got some sliced turkey and some sliced roast beef.
I feel like we need a jingle for this. Yeah, now, are we talking about it often enough?
I tried to do the old stack where you just, like, scan one and drop them both in the bag, but it got me immediately. But if I had a cart of stuff, I would have just left it in the cart, and that would have worked. But I was like, I have, like, five things. I'm not going to be able to get away with this.
I may have mentioned this, but a good move when you don't have enough is make sure you have AirPods in.
Ah, yes.
Scan the first one. And then kind of do like a half-ass scan where like
you cover the UPC.
Where one looking at you would think, and then you just feign ignorance so you don't look like you're doing anything. You're just at worst, you're guilty of not paying enough attention to the screen. But who cares? You're only buying two things. You're just assuming. But you didn't hear it not beep. So unless someone says anything, you don't have to worry about it.
I think I have a guy doing that on a World Star video. I'm trying to find it now, though. Where the hell did I have that?
Yeah, that is my. My move when I'm getting like only three things, but one of them is really expensive, and I'm like, I think I can pull this off.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
Buffalo Nickel.
No, not that one. Oh, yeah, here we go. I think this guy's smooth with it. He's sharing his skills.
Okay, yeah, let's see if he's doing the same thing I did. It's all on the wrist.
Yeah, it's the movement. He's got great movement.
Because that's kind of what it is. You look for the barcode like you're supposed to, but really you're looking for where to not let it scan. Also at Albertsons, the mirror that's like
somebody
facing you, and then the one that's down never misses it. The front one misses it constantly. So you do it like kind of at a weird angle up front, and then you're just like, yeah, no big deal.
Somebody like this.
Oh, yes, he's not scaling anything.
They're tapping it multiple times.
He's not even trying. He's not even pretending.
Yeah, guys, there you go.
That guy's just doing a goof. I'm trying to like sell something so that if they, meanwhile, I am a white man, so they'll give me one like chance to go like, oh, excuse me, sir, I don't know if that's scanned, and I can go, oh, what? I'm sorry. That was so ignorant of me. I apologize. Let me pause these.
Bear Mason.
This first swipe he does is pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Somebody like this.
The ramen one?
Yeah, he does do like a wrist little pull slide.
Somebody like this.
But then he gets a little full of the bit, and then it turns into full-on bit mode.
Although, I guess Walmart will kind of do that. Smith's will detect when you put something in there, and nothing's been scanned, at least in my experience.
Albertsons used to. But then they took off the 15-item thing, and so now it doesn't make sense because there's not enough room to have all your stuff on there.
You got and that's why Walmart, because you could regularly just move stuff out of the way.
So now that it's fucking open season with that, too, because then if your cart is full, maybe just conveniently leave two things in your cart and double bag something that doesn't need it, and then boom.
Well, some of these ones have the instant replay too, where it's like filming you from above.
Yeah,
that's what that
thing like Smith has. That,
that's what made me come up with the headphone technique. It's like I need to look like I'm there's that it is a completely innocent mistake because they're watching me, and if I. Like, if I act like anything's up or if I, like, look like I'm trying to do something, no, that won't fly.
If you steal from World Market, they just cut your hands off.
Hammurabi's code at the World Market.
Yeah, I tried to steal from the Korean market. I could lop my pinky off.
There was this lady that she stole... Because people try to say this thing that Target builds a case against you. And they, like, save all the videos. And once you hit, like, $900, they come knocking on your door.
Whoa.
This lady got up to $60,000, though.
I didn't even know. I've never even been to a Target that has self-checkout.
Yeah. The ones over here do. But I don't believe they would do that. I mean, if you're like this lady, though, and you're at $60,000, believe that then they could start building a case. But you're really putting a lot of faith in, like, the employees of Target giving a shit.
Yes.
If they're, like, cataloging all of your all of your stuff.
It's like a try-hard manager that got told he gets, like, a three-day vacation if, like, shrink drops by more than 20% or something.
Oh, is there no person speaking on this? All right, anyway, yeah, it's just an AI video. Another person out of a job. Like, but anyways, California thief used Target self-checkout to snatch over 60 grand worth of merchandise during a shoplifting spree spanning across 100 visits to the retail store.
Is it all to the same store?
I think it was, yes. Yeah, to the same store.
Well, because think about it. She could have either gotten away with it or doubled up if she went to two different ones.
Yeah.
Look at her face.
Bob sad.
Yeah, jury finds serial shoplifter guilty. Aziza Graves visited the Target at the Stonestown Galleria in San Francisco 120 times between October 3rd, 2020 and November 16th, 2021. During her elaborate scheme, she picked items from the shelves before she headed straight to the self-checkout counter, scanned her items, and paid a normal amount, such as a single coin or bill, before exiting the store. Yeah, what is this? Is this the Buffalo Nickel? Yeah,
this is the Buffalo Nickel.
Yeah, Buffalo Nickel, except you just put your card that has no money in and take it out. But this one, she just puts like a dollar in and walks out with the TV.
Oh, it says nominal amount.
Oh, nominal amount. Yeah, okay. I read that wrong. So she just throws a dollar in the old machine and then just walks away.
So she's basically setting it up. Oh, yeah, where like it says 16, you put a dollar in. If anyone's looking, they don't see a difference, and then you just leave.
So then when you're the next person in line, you walk up, and it's just
it's Jeff's Buffalo Nickel. You're walking, like, what the fuck am I looking at right now? Well, I need someone to come over and delete all this stuff.
Yeah, there's like $3,500 worth of candles on here.
She was arrested in November 2021 after investigators followed her inside and around the store twice. After leaving the store stolen items, the thief would go to the city's United Nations Plaza less than a mile from City Hall, where she sold the items to vendors of stolen property.
Oh, see, that's why it's a scheme then. I was wondering why it was a scheme.
She pulls up to like the swap meet, Jawas come out.
She began to sell her stolen goods to anyone passing by. The district attorney, Brooke Jenkins, blasted the increase in shoplifting in the area, saying it hurts businesses of all sizes. Retail theft continues to have a major impact on San Francisco businesses, from the small mom and pop corner store to the large retail store. Let me see. Does this have a report?
I don't think I should be on trial for anything right now.
Those are the words from the serial shoplifter Aziza Graves and what she told IT reporter Dan Noyes 2 months ago.
And now a jury has found her guilty, Dan, on 53 counts connected to more than a year of shoplifting at the Stonestown Target and other San Francisco stores.
I'm not claiming to be a criminal mastermind, but you know how you get away with it. You make sure that 60% of what you steal is baby food and diapers, and then claim it's for, like, your friend who's a single...
Even if you're selling them.
Yeah, exactly. And you'd be like, oh, no, it's for my friend. Her husband beat her up, and she ran away from him. But now she can't, like, make a living because she's always got black eyes.
Yeah, and meanwhile, you're, like, putting fentanyl in the baby formula because you're the joke.
Well, the baby doesn't even exist, Jeff. Yeah, it's a fake baby.
You put fentanyl in the baby and sell it.
Oh, fentanyl baby.
Fentanyl baby.
Oh.
And everyone touches the baby and starts just writhing around the cops.
We know you've been following this for quite some time now, Dan.
Well, Julian and Amma, from dozens of trips to the Target, she stole more than $60,000 worth of merchandise. Late today, I obtained video evidence from the court file. For the first time, you're going to see surveillance of Aziza Graves breaking the law.
It's September 23rd, 2021, just after noon on a Thursday, and there's Aziza Graves at the Stonestown Target loading her cart with laundry detergent. Investigators told ABC 7.
Does she have a COVID mask on, too?
Probably. That's yeah. That's probably the
Graves would often steal jugs of detergent that can easily be sold in San Francisco's illegal night markets at UN Plaza. District Attorney Brooke...
Detergent?
It's so detergent? I didn't even realize this was a thing. Look, well, there's just a bunch of people just hanging out, swapping shit.
Here's the thing, is their city is so fucking expensive that they, a literal black market supermarket situation...
Hey, man, I got some dude wipes right here. You want some dude wipes?
It's like when you come up to a community in Fallout or something, yeah, and you start bartering and trading your wares.
Khajiit. Let's see here, Khajiit, man.
Brooke Jenkins told me this afternoon that video and dozens more were crucial to convincing the jury to getting that guilty verdict.
It appears that those jurors were really heavily relying on being able to see what items she was purchased or pretending to purchase.
Dude, I was right. How she was. That's what they cared about. You got to do baby food and diapers. You got. You need the sympathy.
You could almost. You can almost go for the same thing though.
You get the baby. Yeah, my clothes. Sympathy on your side.
But if detergent, hey, I'm donating this to a battered woman's shelter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But did she say that?
She should have.
Yeah. Yeah, these women were all beat for not doing the laundry.
And then they just show pictures of her like selling it to illegal immigrants and like throwing money in the air
and drinking it and then going
every night the night
hot strong vodka.
Every night the night market ends when one of those sideshow plows into them, one of those car donut shows that always hit people. All right, it's over.
The self-checkout and really being able to see the conduct for themselves.
The jury found Graves guilty of one count of grand theft, 52 counts of petty theft. Jenkins believes attitudes in the city are
like a
changing.
TV or something?
Maybe just the overall. Maybe they can somehow count the whole thing and then have each of the other charges.
People should take the message that San Franciscans are going to make sure that there's accountability in our city again for this type of crime. No longer do they view it as low-level crime that doesn't matter.
I guess you're saying we, like it's the people. Yeah. The same people that created this black market because they can't afford anything. Yeah. But really, it's like, yeah, us three rich people in this city, we're making sure that everyone's held accountable. People who have created a black market in the UN district.
Put evidence to them that they will convict.
Can I talk to you about your case at some point?
At some point, I'd be willing to talk about it with you, for sure.
Okay, great.
I began investigating her case last year. In an email to me, Graves explained she was using the self-checkout at a Safeway, and the machine said payment complete after putting in just 1 cent. I had to figure out how 1 cent could equal 100%.
I love the rationale.
Okay.
I was like, did I just hack the world?
Well, here's
did
the thing.
I realize a penny is
here's
actually everything?
It costs like $60. I put in 1 cent. Suddenly, they're saying that's enough. How could this be? I figured it out.
Aziza Graves fucking loves science.
It all started with one good Samaritan doing a pay it forward thing and like just put a bunch of money in a self-checkout.
She's
and this
running
lady
out
just,
of Ross.
Yeah, she thought everything was free now.
Yeah.
Hey, pay for her McDouble. She earned it.
She got balloons. She doesn't
I am
need.
A god.
She sent me this convoluted tabulation that concludes...
Oh, man, I love this. I wish I could see the whole thing.
What is
this? Representing herself.
So here's what I came up with. 0.01 equals 1 cent. 1 cent equals 0.01. 0.01 equals 0.01. What are the rest?
I made this convoluted tabulation.
0.01 equals 0.01. 0.01 equals 1 credit.
Okay.
1 equals concludes
1. 0.01 credits equals 1. 1 equals 1.00.
The act.
1.00 equals 100%. I love this fucking. Dude, this is like me being like, you don't
like
understand.
Terrence Howard math.
This is me being like, you don't understand, ABC News. It's a time tax. When I have to spend time on something, that equals money.
1 minute, that's $2.
It really is like retard beautiful mind.
Actual
more
value
retarded.
Of what we call a penny is 0.00001 credits or $100 million.
You start like, I'm actually like a sovereign citizen. Dude. And from my country, 1 penny is $1 million.
This is the infinite money glitch that people have been searching for in real life forever. And she figured it out.
So all she did was open the console menu and type in the key phrase. And now she's got infinite money. Yeah.
All this is when like the CIA kills whoever makes like a car that runs on water. They're like, she figured out the 1 cent equals $1 million thing.
Put her in jail.
This is the scene in the movie like when Justin Timberlake's like drop the just Facebook, but it's a lady that comes in and it's like, we have all the money in our pocket. And she just
pulls out a penny.
A single penny. This actually equals one credit, which is $100,000.
And then the Abe Lincoln on the million penny
writing it on like a board and then crossing it out and writing it again.
Or $100 million. Graves wrote, when she told the Safeway staff they said you are stealing and kicked me out, Target was next. I went to Target every single day for about a year before I was arrested. At trial, Graves insisted she had no mental health issues.
Yeah, everyone that went up to her to stop her from stealing, she's like, oh, what's that? It was $100 million. They're like, okay.
Well, because plus, if she put in a dollar one time, as far as she's concerned, that's like $10 billion.
That's like the biggest tip of all time.
Like, so that means other times she's like overpaying each time that she goes.
Yeah, she was doing like Drake's God's plan where she pays for everyone groceries, but she's like, don't worry, I've got everybody. Puts $1 in and leaves.
Goldbricker and Ghostly Squid, she's absolutely doing Terrence Howard math. Like, this is the Terrence Howard, like, zero can't exist, so zero is one.
What are you taking the one away from?
Yeah, what are you dividing by zero?
She's taking Jeff's buffalo nickel and taking it literally. She's quite literally putting a single coin in and tipping.
No mental health issues, but her public defender, Scott Grant, argued she had a delusion that she actually believed she had paid in full with that penny or a nickel. Great.
This could just be a genius defense as well. They just could be like, I'm just going to babble on and on until they tell me to be quiet and then they let me go.
It's like flat earth stuff, or like if you act like, here it is. Here's this nonsense. I believe it. People are going to think you're dumb, but then also, like, they'll be like, oh, she really thinks this is true, doesn't she?
Yeah, I don't know. She really, but meanwhile, she's like, haha. Meanwhile, she's the Joker.
Yeah.
And we don't even understand. She's the real trans junker.
But also, we say this as if a jury didn't find her guilty of 56 counts of something.
But what it comes down to, we know we found her guilty, but is by reason of insanity. What did they give her as a punishment here, though?
And the 55th count was of being guilty of being the trans junker.
and the most important thing here is you are the trans junker.
You are the trans junker.
Graves is scheduled to be sentenced later this month.
Okay,
she faces 3.5 years in custody. She could get probation, a partial or the full sentence in custody, or mental health rehabilitation.
Dude, what if they put her in prison and she meets Harley Quinn?
Yeah, trans Harley Quinn.
Hurley Quinn.
Hurley Quint?
Yeah. Hurley Quint and the trans Jonker.
Hurley Quint and his her lover Jonker?
Yeah. And her lover, the trans Jonker.
Jesus Christ. This is like streamathon nonsense.
Yeah. She's not going to get 3.5 years in jail.
No, it's going to turn into like 6 months.
That's why they said in custody. So this is a victimless crime in the end anyways. Here's what Target.
Hey, who gives a shit?
Pretty wide latitude here for what the judge can do. And so we are prepared to, we will be prepared to make a recommendation as to what we believe is appropriate, but it'll ultimately be up to the judge.
The jury acquitted Graves on one count that had no surveillance video. The public defender's office.
That's so weird. Why would...
It seems like in their eyes, they just wanted to see her doing it.
Yeah. But that's so... Why would you... Oh, they're making up one. They had video of all the other ones, but I don't know about this 56th count here.
That's the lawyers getting his money.
Yeah.
Yes.
We saw a video of her dancing on those stairs, so we know she's the trans junker, but we didn't see her steal any of those fucking tampons at CVS, so...
Declined to comment on the verdict or directly on this case, but released a statement that says, in part, while we don't condone stealing, we cannot condone the ongoing surge of public resources being funneled into carceral punishment. I'm posting their full statement at abc7news.com.
Ooh, is that Target both sidesing?
Yeah, who made this? Target made the statement?
Yeah, they're saying we don't like that she stole, but we also don't like how much money is being used to put people in prison.
That's weird because at least from what Target tries to have their reputation be online, because I've seen people mention this and like I know Stella's mentioned it to me before too, is that supposedly they do the most work to track as much thieves as possible.
Oh, really? They can restrain you and stuff. They have like zip ties, I think.
Wow.
So they're trying to like pitch themselves as some sort of liberal haven when meanwhile they're like, throw the fucking book at them.
It's just that video of the lady trying to stab the guy getting sprayed with the fire extinguisher. Remember that? She was in like a wheelchair. That was early BLM. She was like in a Target in a wheelchair, and they spray her with the fire.
Yes, all right, I remember. Yeah, now I remember.
We're going to start going into Targets. There's going to be like big old like fucking Reacher-looking bouncers out front.
funneled into carceral punishment. I'm posting their full statement at abc7news.com.
All right.
I'm posting their full statement at freethetransjonker.com.
Please go see The People's Jonker, now playing in theaters.
Yeah, the new AI movie from trail people.
She should be grateful. Some countries don't allow thieves to keep their hands.
Hammurabi's code.
Now she needs actual prison time. I mean, I get the sentiment, but also, no, she doesn't.
I like the sentiment of she should lose her hands.
Yeah, she should get her hands cut off.
Her life should be over.
On one hand, I do understand, like, yes, you know, shoplifting's bad. It causes price to go up. But also, prices are going up, and they're fucking us in our ass anyway. So we're going to fuck them back as much as we can as well.
Yeah, put the socks in a fucking cage. Put them in there.
Well, dude, I went to Walmart with my mom on, it doesn't matter what day.
Nerd.
And they have all the Legos locked in like a video game style, like glass case now.
Yep.
They're like, for a while they were doing like a cage for like the really expensive ones where they put like the weird tie on it or anything. Now, literally behind glass, just like when you went to go buy video games back in the day, like you have to call someone over and they have to walk over with a key and open it for even like the $12, $15 Lego. So like imagine us trying to do the tots turn.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's all the thugs with a heart of gold stealing Legos for their anime nerd black brother. Like, you know, Leroy would love this.
It's just, it's crazy. It's even like the $10 ones. Like what the fuck? I was going to steal that.
Yeah, Kiwi Mango, the men's socks and underwear are locked in a glass case, but the women's sock and underwear aren't.
But women's,
that's discrimination.
Women's like tampons and razors and stuff usually are.
Yeah, I mean, were we talking about this on the show or was this during the commentary, the Venom commentary?
Venom commentary.
Okay, because I was saying, I went to get some face wash at Walmart and all that shit was locked up.
Yeah.
All the different like... yeah, like even moisturizer and shit like that.
And not sunscreen. Yeah.
I went to Walmart
not
to
sunscreen. That's the top.
Hell yeah.
Listen to the commentary.
I went to Walmart to buy a gun and they had all the automatic ones locked in a cage. I had to buy three hunting rifles and a shotgun.
I just stole a bunch of bullets and I throw them at people.
Yeah.
Okay. I drop them from the tops of buildings.
Yeah.
Shit. Give us free stuff. Give us all the free stuff.
Yeah. Where's the free stuff? Well, give us another stimulus.
Yeah. Oh.
The stim's what got us into this mess.
No, the stim's the only way out.
A bigger one every year.
Well, supposedly, I haven't looked into this, but supposedly, one of the reasons why, like, the dollar is doing so good against something like the yen, for like the Japanese yen, for example, is because they're fucking us with like interest rates and all this shit.
Yeah.
So that it's like kind of helping our dollar a bit that way. Because they're not doing that to their people, but then their money is just becoming more worthless. They're like, give us all your money. Here's a dollar.
See you in September, motherfucker.
This lady almost basically has like a Japanese defense. Like, well, the yen is actually $0.03.
What's the yen doing?
1 yen is 100 yen. One equals 100 equals 1.0. Yeah. Zero.
Money isn't even real, man.
Yeah, money's not even a thing, bro.
You can't own land, man.
I literally heard like a open mic comic do like where the apes on a fucking rock hurtling through space. Bit. I'm like, Jesus Christ. It's like Joe Rogan's first sentence.
Wow.
It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, so $1 is 155.79 Japanese yen right now.
Wow, so 50% more. Fuck yeah.
It's coming up though. Go back down. It went up a little.
Isn't that good?
No, we want it to go down.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant our value is going up.
Oh, no, the yen. Although it went up from...
we were coming, so the yen is going up.
Holy shit.
It went up from 0.0063 to 0.0065.
Well, that spike implies
again
that it was way higher than 0.001. Maybe that chick's math makes sense.
So, because what was it when we went? It was like...
I think it was the other way around, right?
No, it was almost
was like double.
It was
almost.
It was like 0.009.
I feel like 20 was like 40 because I would pull yen.
That's when I was my poorest. Like, I really needed the stipend we got that year. So I don't actually remember.
Yeah, but then you pulled out like $4,000 like a boss or whatever.
Well, I meant to pull out $20. I pulled out $200 and I had to like figure out how to exchange it back at the airport.
Yeah, Twitch chat. Why not the sunscreen? You know why not. We talk about it on the Venom commentary.
Yeah, watch the Venom commentary. For sunscreen talk.
Yeah, for us, locked up sunscreen yeah. talk.
French cat burglars don't wear sunscreen. It's a bunch of mime guys sneaking around stealing underwear.
Yeah, $100, $100 US, 15,578 Japanese yen. Let's fucking go.
We should track when that's the lowest, because I was thinking about going to my bank and doing that, like...
Yeah, try to buy some...
Do a little bit ahead of time, yeah.
I saw something recently that was saying that they're not as cash-heavy as they were.
They were...
Because of, like, quarantine and stuff, it kind of changed them. But there's still a lot of places that are cash, but it's not like...
I was
like
thinking
when we
about
went.
That. Like, yeah. when we... Like, everywhere we went, it's like... Disney was like the one place where we could use a freaking debit card, which is why I accidentally pulled out $200 instead of $20 that one time. Yeah. We always needed cash.
Yeah.
We always needed hash.
Yeah, we're always having like a nice corned beef and yeah. all, you know?
I was always in opium dens with Jeff when you and Stella were at the buffet.
Smoking opium hash. Chinese style.
Yeah. We were in Japan smoking Chinese opium hash.
Eating spaghetti, smoking Chinese opium hash. We were all topsy-turvy. Up was down.
Did you see how God saved this pastor that a man walked up to and tried to shoot during church?
Ooh, okay. I'm excited to debunk this.
I mean, I don't know if they necessarily say it was God, but you can all you can really assume is that it was God.
Okay. I hope a samurai just shows up and chops his hand off like fucking Luke Skywalker.
Do we have a backstory of why this guy tried to shoot his pastor in the chest?
That I don't know. I'll have to look. I didn't look into it. I only watched just this video here.
Stepped on his shoes, perhaps, ladies and gentlemen?
But it's funny.
Maybe he's the side N-word?
It's funny because it's framed almost too racist. Perfect. Yeah.
I'm just saying what they'd say.
It's framed almost too perfect because the guy like walks right into the shot shoot this man.
Like it's an actual shot.
Yeah. Oh, like he set up the camera, like a gym workout video. Yeah. He's like, okay, here we go.
I'm in a whole different kingdom than God. And God they chose.
Oh, shit.
The gun just like doesn't work.
Jesus.
And they, you know, lightly bring him down to the ground.
Well, it looked like he was just like waiting for the perfect shot, didn't get it. He's like, well, guess I'm going to have to get a little closer.
Well, I guess I'll have to pistol whip you then instead.
Blew it. Restart mission.
Because he does kind of do the shoulder shrug like, well, guess I'm getting closer.
Yeah, like, why didn't he shoot?
Supposedly the gun jammed. Like I guess he did shoot it, just it didn't work.
God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah. I like how the guy squares up, like he comes back in.
Is he going to like nail him in the head? You should try to like knock him out now.
I don't think he does anything. He just kind of squares up like he's going to and then backs away.
Well, he's squaring up like he's Little Mac from fucking Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Oh, he does just kind of grab him. Oh, I guess trying to get the gun maybe.
Unk, help, Unk. Come
That's
on.
The voice of God.
It is hilarious.
Nirvana comes in.
Unk.
It is hilarious how real fights are so non-cinematic, though.
Yeah.
It's just people like lightly falling.
I don't want to get shot.
Yeah. Bracing themselves and falling on top of each other.
Yeah, if this is John Wick, one of those symbols would be embedded in the guy's skull by the end of this.
Yeah, and like five different times he almost gets the other guy shot. Yeah. Like the gun's moving around.
The gun's pointing at someone's head.
Kiwi Mango, it does look like a green screen.
Yeah, it kind of does.
And God they chose.
He's wearing like pajama pants under shorts.
Yeah. Man, that one guy acts really fat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here to say like hero or anything, but it does take like a brave mentality to see that and just like act. Like, that guy is like, he's jumping to grab him before he's even stepped over the thing. That's bravery right there.
Oh, yeah. You see plenty of videos like that where the gun doesn't work and the person just stands over him, fiddles with the gun for like 10 seconds and then shoots him. It's in like China and people are just like staring.
They're too busy cleaning up their child's poop on the floor.
Fair.
Play
him right in the chest. Play him right in the chest. Fuck.
Yeah, that's the Metatron. That's like...
Nah, 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 nah.
It's so funny that a microphone feedback's happening, because when he was talking, there was no sign of a microphone whatsoever.
What is that guy doing?
Is that the hero guy? Is that the guy that stopped him? He's just kind of, I think he's just in shock. Like, what the fuck?
Well, he's wondering the same thing I am.
Does he have the gun? Is that what he's
holding? Oh, he does. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, you got the gun.
He's just curious why there's people. He wants to know why there's a giant magic card hanging on the wall back there.
Shit. Let me see. There must be a news story on this. Let me see what the guy here, if he had any type of motive or what was going on.
Yeah, he looked all zonked out because, yeah, he had like pajama pants with basketball shorts pulled over.
Oh, his cousin was found dead. So what, he killed his cousin, then he went to go to church to kill the pastor?
I guess. Maybe he blamed the pastor.
Yeah, I mean, was there a diddle situation going on here? That's usually the first thing you think, right?
Yes.
Pastor at a Pennsylvania church on Sunday is now charged with homicide.
Or they let him go when he went home and shot his cousin. Police found his
cousin. Yeah, like, all right, don't come back now, you hear?
He still has the gun. He's, like, messing with it.
Yeah, they give it back to him. Now get out. Now you get.
And we cleaned your gun for you. You got to take better care of that thing now.
Shot to death in a home. Bernard Jr. Polite was arrested after allegedly attempting to shoot Reverend Glenn Germany during a sermon. The incident, which was captured on a live stream.
Glenn Germany is like a Dune character.
Man, and this guy's not very polite either. Bernard Polite.
Bernard Polite.
Showed Polite getting tackled from behind by a church deacon after his gun jammed.
Oh, they really don't have any information on that, do they? I mean, I guess it's new information that he apparently killed his cousin.
Oh, May 8th. Yeah, that's 2 days ago.
I don't believe his gun jammed.
Man who pulled a gun at a pastor. Maybe it's because he shot his cousin so many times. The gun's like, no more.
Yeah.
His cousin was found shot to death. He was arrested Sunday, attempting to shoot Reverend Glenn Germany. The incident was just captured on a live stream, showed Polite getting tackled. Yeah, okay. I guess, yeah, they don't have the info yet.
He had the Justin Roiland gun from that gay game. It's like, I don't want to shoot him. I don't want to shoot a black guy.
Come on, get him. Bernard, we need to get this guy.
I was
Bernard.
Like, this is so funny. I love playing Doom and getting yelled at.
I'm not sure about this there, Bernard.
Black guy. Oh, Bernard, I think we're getting filmed, man.
Shoot him. Shoot the
N-word. I don't think it's time to do this, Bernard.
Bernard, there's really someone coming up behind you this time, not Bernard, like the other times.
You got a duck, Bernard. You need to get down. Here comes a hero.
They said it was his cousin. He interviewed by detectives. They said they saw the suspect pacing outside the residence the morning of the church incident, and the neighbor reported hearing a noise which could have been a gunshot. Polite's being held in jail ahead of arraignment. Polite allegedly confessed to attempting to kill the pastor. God told him to do it, he told the trooper.
Whenever God closes a door, he opens a window. So in this case, whenever he doesn't kill someone, he instead kills another pastor?
Yeah, yeah. Another pastor got struck down with a heart attack.
Yeah.
Here we go. The reverend says, he pulled the trigger and a miracle of God happened and that gun got jammed.
There's no way he pulled the trigger.
That bullet had a name on it. This is if you're a reverend, though, and you're trying to get, like, donations and shit, this is so perfect.
Every pew in that motherfucking church is full on Sunday, bro.
Let me see. Yeah. He was on Good Morning America. Let's see if we can find his interview.
Yeah, come out in a bulletproof vest. Like,
Looking like 50 Cent.
Remember that video of, like, the pastor, like, on wires, like, going above the audience? That shit.
Let's see.
Yeah, let's fucking get it.
Glenn Germany.
No, that's the ABC. Well, maybe.
Yeah, where's his woman goes viral?
Maybe they didn't put it up.
Yeah, maybe they didn't put it up yet. Or was it Glenn with two N's or one N? No, two N's.
Glenn Germany.
Was
service.
He a reverend?
He's dressed like a pimp.
Reverends are pimps too.
Reverends is pimps too.
Iceberg Glim Germany.
Yeah, they did a thing about it, but...
Oh, yeah, but they don't have the interview.
Was it a teleview, a tele-interview?
Now to the divine intervention when a frightening
Shut
incident
up.
Unfolded
you see the one
at a
like,
church
it was like
in
a
Pennsylvania.
Is like, this morning my wife committed suicide.
I did. That was weird.
Wow.
Yeah, he's just like, you know, I got to tell you guys, like, He didn't say suicide, but it was like
this
she,
is my alibi.
Yeah, she like carried it out herself. My wife passed mere hours ago.
Wow.
Pilgrim has that story for us. Good morning, Eva.
Good morning, Robin. The church is a place where the doors are open to everyone. Well, Sunday, a man with a gun came through the doors of a Pennsylvania church. The pastor saying the gunman smiled at him before bringing the service to a stop with what happened next.
He said, Joker.
This morning, the dramatic video from a church's
like
live stream
Savage.
Showing the...
Oh, wait, no, is it 20? Who's the guy that...
Kodak Black.
Oh, yeah. I hope he smiled at Kodak Black.
That's a Kodak Black grin.
That'd be fucking funny.
Pastor Glenn Germany looked down the barrel of a gun.
And God has chosen.
Jesus! Jesus!
He says he's grateful to God to be alive.
He actually pulled a gun, and that's when I seen the gun.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Woo! He actually pulled a gun. And that's what I deduce.
That's when I saw a gun.
I'm retarded.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, dude.
Why?
He actually pulled a gun. And that's when I seen a gun. And at that point, I didn't have no time to think. It was just reaction, you know, duck and try to get out of the way of his line of fire.
A gunman, the pastor says he had never seen before. Interrupting
Sunday.
Like
he does
Sunday
like a Rodney Dangerfield yes. tie adjustment. He's like, nah.
Whoa, I tell you, no respect.
Good respect as a pastor.
It is good that the gun didn't work because if you look at the way that he got grabbed above the elbows, meaning the gunman was still everybody. Like easily able to point his gun.
In North Braddock,
he's
outside
like, my gun
Pittsburgh,
jammed. A bunch of
Pastor
jelly
Germany
comes out.
Says the man had come in and out of the church several times before making eye contact with him, standing up and pointing that gun.
Oh man,
gun
his reaction time
him.
Is weak, bro.
Oh my God, that gun is a gun.
Oh my God, he got a gun.
He pulled the trigger, and a miracle of God happened that the gun got jammed. That bullet had a name on it.
Clarence McAleator putting his life
keyboards.
On the line and his faith in God.
Yeah, shout out to the Clarence. Clarence is a hero.
Yeah, why do they keep shouting out God? He should start with Clarence. Yeah. I mean, you could shout out God, I guess.
Jumping
well,
into
God
action.
Worked through Clarence.
True.
Yeah.
Tackling the gunman.
I just jumped up.
And then he just goes and mushes his face. He's like, nah.
Yeah.
Pulled his arm down. To his side.
Oh,
and locked
you got a
him
chirp
up.
In there.
The deacon.
Wait, was there really?
Yeah, if you rewind.
No, no way.
Yep.
All right, hold on.
Tackling the gunman.
I just jumped up and pulled the gun, pulled his arm down.
Yeah. It's faint. You almost lose it when they play cut back to the video, but you can hear it.
I saw a clip on WorldStar, and it was during a podcast, like on a stage. And that happened. It was like,
it'd be great if instead of grabbing him, he just like Tajiri misted him in the face. And he's like, you can't see anything.
She's a Canadian destroyer.
Yeah.
And locked him up.
I know
the
it's illegal, but I hit him
away.
With a brain buster.
I think that was an act of heroism, if I ever seen one.
Yeah, truly. And as for that gunman, authorities now also saying they found a body when they searched his home. No word on a motive for all of this. That mystery now only deepening. The pastor tells us they will be back in church next week for service.
Only Hellblazer knows. Hellblazer?
Yeah, Hellblazer. Now, back to you, Hellblazer.
He's just doing the weather.
Back to you, Puppet Master. She looks like the Puppet Master.
The Puppet Master.
That's what the Puppet Master looks like.
From what? X-Men?
No, from the horror movie, The Puppet Master.
Oh, like that cowboy puppet?
Yeah.
Like the one with the two guns or whatever?
Yeah.
And like the white hair?
That's what it looks like.
Well, I guess that's a part one.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, that's how it's done, man.
Holy shit.
That's how it's done, ladies and germs.
Are we the boys? Are we the fellas?
I think we them boys, for sure.
Damn.
Black and yellow.
What was I looking for?
Fuck yeah. We're America's team. Jim and them is America's team.
Where did I have the goddamn motherfucker? Oh, there's that. Okay.
There's that.
And you know what? I was just going to play. I want to play that Streamathon thing again.
Oh, hell yeah. Speaking of the Streamathon, guys, if you didn't notice on the Jim and them, what do you call it? The podcast feed? Jim put up a clip of Streamathon stuff from last year.
Oh yes,
last year, last time we did it. And it, if you weren't there for the Streamathon or you don't remember stuff, give yourself a little taste and remember what the Streamathon is on the podcast feed from a couple weeks ago.
Yes, absolutely. And we will be back. That's a part one. Not only did us three go on this journey, you guys went on this journey with us, and there were some people that really put in the time, and that's awesome. It's so cool. And I mean, I don't really know how else to say thanks. Like, yeah. I am getting emotional.
Yeah, I know.
We have so many episodes, so much content for me to try to go through. I appreciate everyone showing up in the YouTube. Thank you so much for hanging out. Thank you for appreciating the show.
Thanks for the Zoinko box.
Even if no one listened,
I can't imagine we'd stop because this is such a fun excuse to show up and it's fun.
I would have killed myself fucking 4 years ago.
When you are with me, I'm free, I'm careless, I believe, but all the others will fly. This brings tears to my eyes.
Piling up down here, too. This is our official visitor's guide, filled with absolutely everything we're famous for. Call for your free copy and get packing. For the most wonderful winter weather in the world.
Hey, you must be the new blue M&Ms. How's it feel being the new guys?
Go ahead, come on. Get back in the bag.
Well, that was a brilliant idea.
I'm dizzy.
The new blue M&Ms, except no imitations.
It's color printing and it's state of the art. It's flyers. It's proposals. It's Crayola and Hallmark Connection software. And putting your very own logo on a t-shirt. So it's not business as usual. It's what you can do with a new Canon Color Bubble Jet printer. Canon. What can you do?
Your eyes are important, so you need to trust them to the right person. 35 years ago, when I started Pearle Vision, I established a philosophy of eye care that would always ensure a quality eye exam. Of course, today, when you visit an independent doctor of optometry next to Pearle Vision, you won't see me, Dr. Stanley Pearle, but you will find someone I'd even trust my own eyes to.
Nobody cares for eyes more than Pearl.
Selling a house is no vacation, but that's just what the Walkers got when they sold their house with our ERA office. The ERA Seller Security Plan guaranteed that if we didn't sell their house, ERA would buy it. ERA even agreed to take the risk of selling the house at a loss. When we sold it for more, the Walkers got the profit. They used the extra money to take a vacation. The ERA Seller Security Plan, just the kind of help you'd expect from a friend.
Call 1-800-529-7774. ERA, first in service.
Oh, that's my favorite. Snackwell's Double Food Cookies.
Oh, but you can't beat those double fudge.
Everybody loves chocolate cookies.
Hey, Cookie Man.
Always fat-free, always reduced calorie. If you crave the taste of chocolate, these Snackwells got you covered.
These eyes have seen styles come and go. They've seen thousands of kids through their first eye exam. They've seen technology evolve. And families grow. They've seen Pearle Vision change the way America sees. These are the eyes of Dr. Stanley Pearle, the man behind every pair of Pearle Vision glasses, and the reason nobody cares for eyes more than Pearle.
Important news from Carter's MCD.
Ready for our walk?
Yes. Where did this come from?
Oh, that's the Carter Sense newsletter. It's free with my Carter's MCD prescription.
This article on walking is really interesting.
Yeah, we're exercising more and eating better.
Ask your doctor about Carter's MCD and the Carter Sense newsletter and call 1-800-664-0800 for one free copy of Carter Sense. Carter's MCD and Carter Sense.
What do you say to the woman who makes you feel lucky to be alive?
At FTD, a tulip means luck.
How do I tell her I trust her with my life?
Aphrasia means trust.
There are no words for what she makes me feel.
And a red rose means passion. If you can't find the words, only the FTD Romance Bouquet says it all in the language of the heart. See your local FTD florist or call 1-800-SEND-FTD.
You're on CBS.
All new Mazda MPV, the only sport utility van for those who play more than video games.
I got a passion.
V6, ABS, dual airbags, four-wheel drive.
Passion.
MPV. Lease one from $299 a month, $1,500 down. MPV.
Like a different hat.
When you register for baby gifts with Target's Lullaby Club, you scan in what you like so your friends will know exactly what to buy, and you'll get everything you want, except sleep.
This place is a toy desert. Let's start wailing.
Valentine's Day is heating up because NBC's got the sexiest stars of daytime live at the Soap Opera Awards. Find out who you chose as Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Villain, Hottest Romance, and Best Show live.
And the winner is...
The 12th Annual Soap Opera Awards, Wednesday, Valentine's Day, 9, 8 Central on NBC.
Ultimate Skating, from the world's top champions, the ultimate competition. Cutten Incorporated Ultimate 4, only on NBC next Saturday.
The new international selections from the new Weight Watchers. Form a healthy relationship with pleasure.
L'Oreal brings you Color Endure, stay-on lip color that helps lips feel moisturized, not dry. Color Endure stays on you.
And only you.
Won't budge, won't smudge, just like true love.
Color Endures.
Color Endure, stay-on lip color by L'Oreal.
Just because other cleaners are blue like Windex doesn't mean they can clean glass like Windex. Windex with ammonia D leaves a beautiful streak-free shine just about anyone can appreciate. Windex, best on glass.
I'm glad you made it to the reunion.
Oh, I can't believe it's been 20 years.
Oh, you okay?
I could use some Tylenol.
Here.
Oh, ibuprofen? No, I can't. I had an ulcer. Really? My husband had an ulcer. Oh, he should be careful. My doctor says ibuprofen can aggravate an ulcer. Tylenol just works great.
If you're using ibuprofen, Tylenol may be safer for you. Talk to your doctor.
20 years later, you've still given me the answer. Are you ever going to listen?
You're in a restaurant. This is your choice. This? This? This?
Equal. Zero calories, zero saccharin.
Good.